One of the difficulties of writing your memoirs is they don't run smooth like a novel or play from one act to the next. I've described how I met Rosanna James and Otto, but beyond a paragraph in the Times announcing her divorce from Captain James towards the end of the year, I didn't hear of her again for months. As for Bismarck, it was a few years before I ran into him again, and then it was too soon. So, in the first place, I must skip over a few months to my second meeting with Rosanna, which was brought about because I have a long memory and a great zeal in paying off old scores. She had put herself on the debit side of Flash's ledger, and when the chance came to pay her out, I seized on it. It was the following summer, while I was still in London, officially waiting for Uncle Bindley at the Horse Guards to find me an appointment, and in fact just lounging about the town and leading the gay life. Wasn't quite so gay as it had been, for while I was still something of an idol in military circles, my gloss was beginning to wear a bit thin with the public. Yesterday's hero is soon forgotten, and while Elspeth and I had no lack of invitations during the season, it seemed to me that I wasn't quite so warmly fated as I had been. I wasn't invariably the centre of attraction any longer. Some chaps even seemed to get testy if I mentioned Afghanistan, and at one assembly I heard a fellow say that he personally knew every damned stone of Piper's Fort by now and could have conducted sightseers over the ruins. That's by the by. But it was one of the reasons that I began to find life boring me in the months that followed, and I was all the readier for mischief when the chance came. I forget exactly what took me to one of the Haymarket theatres on an afternoon in May. It was an actress or an acrobat, she may have been, whom I was pushing about just then. So it may have been her. In any event, I was standing in the wings with some of the gents and mooners during a rehearsal when I noticed a female practising dance steps on the other side of the stage.